We're back on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. It's time for our weekly or monthly chat, I should say, with Dave Preisler of the Minnesota Pork Board. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing great. We're looks like spring is finally going to come upon us. I think we're all looking forward to it.
I was going to say, let's not say anything that scares it away for a couple weeks, right?
That's for sure.
We week or so ago saw geese flying over Redwood Falls, but they were heading east, and I'm like, thanks for being noncommittal, guys.
Yeah, I was down towards Kansas City here a week ago or so, and there were tons and tons of snow geese that were coming up the Missouri River. So we can see it's going to happen.
Exactly. So we're going to talk today a little bit about things that happened at Pork Forum. You want to tell us a little bit what happened, some good news in Minnesota, and some stuff going on the national level.
Sure. So first of all, Pork Forum is the national annual meeting for both the National Pork Producers Council, which works on the regulatory and advocacy side for pork producers, and the National Pork Board, and that the National Pork Board manages the pork checkoff. So first of all, with the National Pork Producers Council, we were fortunate to have Dr. Gordon Spronk from Pipestone elected to the NPPC board, and he'll actually fill an allied industry seat on that board, and he'll bring just a tremendous wealth of knowledge from a disease standpoint, an animal health standpoint. He's got tremendous international experience, and so as we look at those issues around pig health and exports and so on, I think he's going to be a tremendous, tremendous asset to the board. Then as far as the topics that were kind of the kind of 30,000-foot level, there's a lot of discussion on export policy. We're seeing a lot of that play out now with discussion on tariffs and possibility retaliation, so there's a lot of discussion there. And then the other thing was regulatory relief. So, yes, we've got tremendous concerns on the export standpoint, but probably the real positive thing that farmers have seen is just a number of things from a regulatory relief standpoint. I think we just had some overreach that was occurring with the previous administration, and we're seeing some of that brought back to center, and so we're grateful for that. Then on the National Pork Board side, we had Pat Fitzsimmons from Dassel, Minnesota, reelected to the National Pork Board, and Jody Halla from Sleepy Eye that was elected to the nominating committee for the National Pork Board. And there the discussion really centered around the use of checkoff dollars. A lot of discussion on technology and where that's going to bring us in the future from a standpoint of disease and lowering costs, but also just plain consumer acceptance. And so we can't go there without consumer acceptance, and so we had an awful lot of discussion about that. And then probably the next thing was really more of a focus on the advertising and promotion of the product, and that's going to move much, much more to a digital focus. And so you won't see print advertising and so on quite as much, but heavy, heavy, heavy on the digital side.
And, we talk about the digital side. That's something a lot of commodity groups are looking into if they haven't already made the leap because of the fact that the way people are processing and digesting their information is changing.
It is. And, everyone's got a phone. You look at this, more the younger generation. I mean, there's a number of them that are getting their news from Twitter. And so it is changing. And so we need to make sure that if we're going to be relevant and making sure that we're spending and investing checkoff dollars in a responsible way, we've got to go where the people are. And increasingly, that's more on the digital side.
And now you're talking about, we mentioned a little bit about trade and tariffs and retaliation. I mean, that's something in the last week or so has really kind of hit a high point. We're talking about the steel and aluminum tariffs and, a lot of ag groups worried about what that's going to mean because agriculture seems to be the easy target for retaliation from other countries. I mean, what kind of things were talked about at that pork forum?
That was really the beginning of when the discussions on the steel and aluminum tariffs were going on. So even at that point in time, there wasn't even discussion about, exempting Mexico and Canada pending what happens with NAFTA discussions. And I think, too, that, there's been an awful lot of blame on the whole steel piece with China. But China's not a major supplier of steel to the U.S. The largest supplier of steel to the U.S. is actually Canada. And so we've had tremendous relationships with our neighbors to the north on a whole host of fronts, whether it's national security, agriculture, all sorts of things. And so I don't necessarily think they're a national security threat to us. And China is just way down the list from a standpoint of actually sending steel to the U.S. And so, again, our concerns end up being is, you know, let's let cooler heads prevail. Let's figure out, how we can work through, not only some of the realities on imports and exports, but also some of that rhetoric, and make sure that we can still move agricultural products. You know, we're really good at raising food in this country, and the U.S. consumer's got a tremendous deal. But we've got more than what we can consume here, and it's great to bring dollars in from other countries, and we just need to continue down that road.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, David, and give us an update as to what's going on, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dustin. Appreciate it.
That's Dave Reisler with the Minnesota Pork Producers Council and the Minnesota Pork Board here on KLGR. We'll be back after this.